Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay and my guest host, Greg.
I'm back.
He's back, bitches.
Just like Camille.
Exactly.
Never went away.
That's a really good reference.
I mean, I'm a little bit nicer sometimes.
Courtney is currently in New York.
Stalking Dorit still?
She was on the same flight as Dorit, people. Same flight as Dorit. And it's unclear if she was in coach or first class. And
Courtney or Dorit?
I think actually Courtney, because she flies through work. She might get first class. Yeah. So maybe she didn't notice her until the baggage claim because she was in coach.
I mean, the picture that I saw had quite, there wasn't any clips in her hair. So maybe that's why Courtney didn't recognize her right off the bat.
Courtney said she was freaking gorgeous. And she also said, like, she had quite the entourage.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. Glam squad.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. In news this week, so the Real Housewives of Dallas trailer dropped today. Thoughts?
I need to pour one out for my homie. So I love Carrie Duber. I don't know what it is. Carrie Duber, if you're out there, I love you. I just feel like, okay, so I'm very, like, interested in this because she's making it seem like she stepped down.
Like pulling kind of like a Heather Dubrow, like a walk away.
Yeah, and I'll give her two things. A, obviously they're very successful plastic surgeons. Also, she didn't go on either cast trip. So I wonder if she didn't make the trips, and so it was kind of like, you need to step down. I wonder, like, it kind of feels like it was mutual. I mean, they weren't ready to lose her, obviously. She's a good part of the show. She's definitely a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll be sad, but we have, her replacement is named?
Carrie. Carrie with a K.
With a K.
And she, where's she from? She's foreign.
She's definitely foreign.
She has an accent, guys. Not from the Americas. Not from the Americas. I don't really know much about her. I had heard that Carrie had left, but I didn't know that they were adding someone new. So I really have no knowledge about it yet.
I mean, besides Leanne Locken's new face.
Literally, the trailer.
It doesn't look like her.
No, but.
I was like, okay, I don't.
The trailer was, like, hilarious. Like, the music, the timing, the priest saying stuff at her wedding. And I also, it made me feel good because I didn't feel like this entire season is going to be based around her wedding. I didn't even know they went to Thailand. So I think that's going to be fun.
It seems like Dallas stays, which is weird. I feel like they promote themselves more on social media, like my outfit, that kind of stuff. You don't see a lot of their trips on social media.
No, and
whereas, like, Beverly Hills posts everything on every single trip.
And same with, like, Vanderpump Rules. Like, we know this season we're going to get to see, well, clearly the wedding, but also, like, Tom Cella. Tom just had his birthday, and then Jax's 40th birthday. Like, you know too much because of social media. So I'm kind of, I think the Dallas girls are doing it right.
I mean, it looks like there's some drama. Cameron's getting involved. I found it funny that the beginning of the trailer was Cameron and Brandy throwing napkins at a dinner table, mm-hmm. but then Cameron unloading her feelings on
someone
on Brandy later, like on the beach. Like she was like, "Oh,
no!" I thought Cameron was unloading her, or no, Stephanie.
It was Brandy and Cameron on the beach.
Okay. Got it.
I mean, I still love me some Stephanie. Dallas might be my fave.
I love to watch Brandy and Stephanie because they don't care. Like, Brandy doesn't
no.
get, like, she gives zero fucks. Like, she doesn't care what people's impression of her are.
I mean, she did care when her kids got expelled from the Catholic school when she called wine Jesus juice. So she kind of cared then.
A little.
Yeah, just a touch. Little. But yeah, I mean, here's the thing. What I like about Dallas, and we'll get into Potomac a little bit, but what I like about this is that they are like breakouts. Like, Beverly Hills has to be a major player, right? New York has to be a major player.
Yeah.
Like, no one expected Dallas to survive.
And it has.
And they are thriving. Just ridiculous.
Season 4.
And it's still Deandra versus Leanne, which we all tune in for every single week.
And we know that Deandra did not go to Leanne's wedding.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. That's for that nugget. For sure. That was a great nugget.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to Dallas, and I think it starts early September. It
must after be after the OC.
No, the OC, and then we'll be on at the same time.
Ooh.
It's like, it's like a month difference.
There goes my weeks.
Yeah.
I must just quit my job now.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so Lance Bass this week stated that Katie and Tom aren't officially married. Like, they never turned in their paperwork. Thoughts?
My first thought in this is, how does Lance Bass play a role in this, first and foremost?
But is he, like, the new, like, Lisa Vanderpump's puppet? Like,
maybe.
Like, here, put out this info, Lance Bass.
I thought he was, like, the L.A. County court reporter, and he was, like, recording the marriage licenses and just realized their marriage license didn't come through because he has nothing else going on in his life than to talk about Vanderpump Rules. But, I mean, is it that big of a deal if they're not married? I don't know.
Then what was the point of having a wedding if you're not actually married? I actually knew someone that did this.
Really?
You know them, actually. Oh. I'll tell you later.
off
I'll
camera.
Tell you off air. Off air. And they literally, yeah. Like, no, then you don't have a wedding if you're not actually going to get the paperwork and the tax. Why don't they want the tax break?
I mean, who knows?
Isn't that why people get married? For the tax break?
I mean, I find it very odd that, like, Bravo's brilliant at this, right? So Bravo like releases trailers and hints and news and like all this stuff, right? So how is it that Lance Bass broke 2 days ago with the Real Housewives of Dallas trailer today with we're on the horizon of OC, right? Like they're very calculated in like what they do.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you might be right. Lance Bass works for Lisa Vanderpump.
I would not be shocked if that was
true.
He's
hawking dogs at Vanderpump Dogs.
Literally. Okay, I just have one recommendation for everyone to watch. This HBO documentary, it's called I Love You, Now Die. And it's a lot of the headlines you saw were basically about how Michelle Carter encouraged her boyfriend to commit suicide. And this is all, they literally only met 5 times in their life. They had thousands and thousands of texts between the two. And this documentary, you guys, is mind-blowing. I didn't know which side I was on. Like, I can't, like, she eventually, I mean, this is public knowledge. Like, it's not like spoiler alert. This is real life. But she does get convicted. She is in prison right now for about 15 months. And I can't wait for her tell-all book. But you guys, it's really, I think, an important documentary. I posted a lot of stories about it. I'm completely obsessed with it. And I think you need to watch it.
I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it for sure. It's on my list. I'm currently finishing When They See Us.
What's that?
The Central Park Five who were convicted of the killing, right? Netflix, 16 Emmy nods, first of all, which is, it's just incredible. Like Ava DuVernay just did like an amazing job with it. So I'm finishing that. So I'm going to get to I Love You, Now Die.
And it's only 2 parts, only 2 hours.
I mean, HBO does it right every single time with like a docuseries. Like they know exactly what they're doing.
And I thought it was super neutral. But wait, but isn't the one that you're watching like
Netflix?
But it's not a documentary. It's like a drama?
It is. I mean, it's a docudrama. There's definitely like interviews with the cast. It's but like there's like the, acting.
The, it's like very, the O.J. Simpson one with Cuba Gooding.
Sort of, but no. That's full acting. This has like interviews with the people, with the kids.
Okay.
It has like jailhouse interviews. Like it's very, you know, it has flashbacks of like actual reporting footage. It's a docuseries.
Wait, I think I watched this earlier.
When They See Us. It's like 4 parts on Netflix. It's really
good. I already watched that. I honestly, you guys, I get so much knowledge in my head. Right. I'm like, wait, okay.
We swear we actually go outside sometimes and not just sit in front of a TV all day.
Greg said I look really tan, and it's true.
It is true. Tanner than I am. So,
but like, have I maybe just brought my computer out to the pool and watch TV outside? Yes.
So I didn't know that she had a history of mental illness, which was like really interesting to find out. However,
she was on Prozac.
I mean, those text messages were like bone chilling. Like the things that she was writing were just horrific. And it's like, did she want the celebrity of it all? Like, did she want to be the center of it all? Or did she like, I don't get it. And like, it's really hard for me to understand.
There's so many layers to this story. She was also obsessed with Lea Michele from Glee. And it was almost like she wanted, like it is, she would send text messages like of things that Lea Michele said, like quotes.
I literally just
So it was like, did she really like, would just want to be like Lea Michele? Or, I mean,
I thought it was going to make her famous and get her out of Newberry, Massachusetts. Where did she live?
No, they both lived about 40 minutes apart. I want to say Plainsville.
Something
like that.
Massachusetts.
But you guys, check it out. I Love You, Now Die, HBO doc. And I want to touch on the reunion, Roni reunion part one that came out last week. And let's talk about the seating arrangement. So we had Andy and then, of course, Beth and I.
She's never going to move from that spot.
Never.
Never. Like, she's got a death grip on that spot.
Yes. And then it goes Dorinda and Sonia. And then on the other side of Andy is Lou and Tinsley. And I couldn't believe Ramona.
Number six seat. I mean, she must have died.
Died. And then even on Watch What Happens Live with Dorit this week. And Dorit sat closest to Andy.
Yeah.
She is like, is her time come?
I mean, she got new teeth.
Yeah.
Which was just bizarre. Like, I mean, okay.
20 new teeth.
20. She's tops at and
10, 10, 10, 10 top, 10, 10 bottom.
So, I mean, I want new teeth. So I understand like what she was going through there. I also know that like if I would have paid the amount of money that she probably paid for new teeth, I want everyone to notice my teeth.
Right. Right. But then you could have a Lisa Vanderpump problem.
Ooh.
You know? Like, Kyle's look great.
Kyle's look fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. And then I thought it was interesting, like, the amount that we talked about Dennis. It, for me, Dennis passing feels very long ago, but I guess this is the first.
That's how the season started, right?
Right.
Bethany's first episode of filming was after Dennis passed away.
Right.
I mean, it's sad. I think what's really good about this season is that it kind of brought like a human aspect to it. Like this, what they go through is what we go through every day as well. It's kind of like
Bethany's package was okay. So started off with like Dennis's grief, then her wanting to sell Skinny Girl, then her like near death experience. Plus she's dating Paul. And I feel like she got a lot more real. Like, she almost at one point during the season pretended like her and Dennis were engaged.
And she said it. She said fiance. Yeah. She said he got down on one knee and I said, we'll talk about it. Whatever. I have a ring. Whatever.
Right. But she made it seem like when he died, they were like engaged, which is not true.
I think it's weird because I think during the season, she definitely took that route. She said, my fiance, we were engaged, whatever. And then at the reunion, she definitely flipped. Like, she was like, no, I don't consider my fiance. We weren't engaged. It was a promise ring, whatever. Which, I mean, I don't want to think that she did it to, like, start her season off at all. I mean, it's really hard. I can't even imagine, like, 7 years of a divorce custody battle. Like, I can't even imagine what she goes through on, like, on a daily basis.
Well, you can watch her 40 Instagram stories a day. And literally right now she's doing a pasta tasting. Bryn. And I, like, I also, like,
Bryn this season. Zero Bryn.
Oh, she never. No, Bryn's never on it, though.
She was on it, was it two seasons ago? When Bethany first came back. Bryn was on it a little bit with like Biggie and Smalls, like that whole.
Oh, really?
I
do not remember that. Okay. I don't remember that, but I, you know, the concussion, I don't have a good memory anymore. Okay. But I also thought it was really interesting because it was like asking Lou, like, what was your relationship with Dennis? Which I think was interesting to get cleared up. So Bethany said that she got Lou, like, the best lawyer in the nation. And then it sounded like, was he helping her with her finances? Or maybe he was, like, investing money for her or something?
I kind of took it as, like, he pulled some strings to get her what she needed. I mean, it obviously didn't help because she kept drinking. But, I mean, other than that.
And the girls are going to accuse her of, like, not taking her sobriety seriously. Yeah. And they basically were saying, like, she's still drinking. And someone sent us a DM and was like, Lou's drinking in Sag Harbor. I was like, really? I was like, I don't know if she like do it in public. And they're like, yeah, she has a poly girl. Isn't that, Vex. And I'm like, that's non-alcoholic.
It is non-alcoholic.
And I'm like, I don't think she was going to walk around.
Did Denio come up from Miami for her? Because they are all over Insta.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were like, she was on the beach with Denio.
I did not realize that. Yes. Okay, so this is like her new love.
I mean,
maybe.
Jacques 2.0.
I'll never forget that, you guys. I asked Luann if she, when's the last time she hooked up with Jacques and asked if it was her Justin Bobby. And she didn't know who Justin Bobby was.
Shocking, because it wasn't part of the cabaret.
Life is not a cabaret. Okay, any other major things.
So I've loved that Ramona gave out her address. I'm sorry. It was like, and the entire, like everyone in the room was like, what are you doing? And Andy's like, you just gave out your full address on camera. Like,
she's nuts. Yeah. She does not live in this world. Like, this week we posted her.
New teeth, same Ramona.
Totally. Like, totally. Okay, and then what did you think about, like, how they're, like, you know, they're calling, Ramona was like, well, Kingston's a poor town, you're ahead of the curve, Lou.
15 years ahead of the curve.
But Bethany was like, there's not paparazzi in your bushes. There wasn't people trying to take photos in the sailboat. Like, my neighbor is Madonna. I'm with Jerry Seinfeld. Da, 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 da.
I mean, I think it's hard. I think that we definitely saw that Lou was not in the right state of mind. So I can understand where she could take things like that.
Her comeback was, when you get arrested, you get very popular.
So,
like,
I mean,
die.
There was a photo of her in, like, a negligee getting out of a car, whatever. So she could have taken that and run with it. I get that side of it for sure. Yeah. But no, I don't think they were, like, rappelling from the roof to get her photo.
Right.
Like, I don't think that was happening.
I don't think it was happening.
Like, she's not Lindsay Lohan.
I also thought it was interesting that Andy was like, Bethany is kind of like a double standard with you and Tinsley.
Ooh.
And Bethany literally, like, already had her ammo. She knew that question was coming.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think it's different because Paul didn't sign up for this. Bethany still did show photos. I mean, we've been through situations, a.k.a. OC, where, like, you couldn't even see Matt Kirschleitner. Well, you can see his mugshot now. But other than that, like, you can't.
I also heard that, so Gina was just back in New York, you know, like, after he got arrested.
Finding her center, like.
Right. But then I also heard he was there with her.
I mean.
Like, someone saw them in a Home Goods.
Oh.
I got some. Ooh. I got a DM.
Not even like a Pottery Barn. No. Like a Home Goods.
A Home Goods.
Ooh, rough.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
but.
No, I feel like Paul obviously agreed to, like, have photos shown of him, obviously, because he's hot. But I feel
he looks like Jason Hoppe.
A little bit. I feel like he's a mix between the hot caterer and Jason Hoppe.
Oh, Russ.
Russ.
Or Ross or Russ. I think it was Russ.
He can Russ up against me.
Andy thought Russ was amazing.
Yeah. So I think that it's hard because I think, like, Tinsley and Scott, like, obviously agreed to this. They met on camera. She made out with him the first night. I mean, Bethany's clearly keeping that private. Mm-hmm. Unlike Bethany Ever After, where she peed in front of all of us to tell us she was pregnant.
Yes.
Never forget.
No, I think that was on an actual.
Was that an episode? And then it spurred into Bethany Ever After?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one.
That was when I loved her, but I mean, times have changed. Sick of her crying.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, the poor me is a little bit old. Mm-hmm. I still love her.
I don't have a family.
Yeah, she's my girl. Poor me is old. You're worth $200 million. We get it. You bought a house in Boston with Paul. Yeah. Live your life.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Dorinda and Lou fight. So Dorinda said Lou doesn't have substance anymore, and that we talk about the Tyler Perry quote. But I thought, actually, when Dorinda was like, I gave you my prayer card for my first Holy Communion, like, how could you do this? Like, And I do feel like, I felt like Lou came around a little bit. Like, she was like, I did overreact, but I just, like, everything, like, she felt cold, she says. And they do finally come together, and they give each other a hug. And Dorinda's like, we just got to move forward. We got to move on.
Except for they launch into, like, a fight next episode. So it lasted all of 2.5 minutes.
I wonder what their status is now. They did do GMA this week. Sonia.
Ramona was there. Ramona was at one thing with her. I saw that.
I feel like it was Dorinda, Lou, and Sonia did GMA this week.
I mean, here's the thing. I love Dorinda. I think that I just wanted her to own this. I wanted her to say, like, yeah, I messed up.
I heckled Giovanni.
Yeah, I said Giovanni 17 times. I drank 7 martinis. Right. Like, I just wanted her to, like, yeah, I did it. Because she owned up to, like, everything else, sort of. Like, yeah, I was out of line. Yeah, I got drunk, whatever. And then she would not budge on this Giovanni.
Yeah, she, well, and then hit it, DJ. And then she's like, turn up the music, turn it up. It's got to be really loud.
Wow, that was
hideous. Do love that song, though. Like, I love it because it has, like, a saxophone in it. It's like, doo, doo,
bring it. Like a tambourine
Kenny G
in there, too.
Like, it's super fun to dance to. But all of them were just, like, rolling their eyes. And then this
but
week,
I
Andy.
I think, like, at least Luann did accept the fact that, like, yes, I wanted a massage. Like, she took advantage this season of her cabaret fame.
I think she watched it back and is horrified a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
But, and then I also, though, that she ends with, you know, the cabaret really has saved her. I was like, oh, God. Oh my God. And I just keep on playing those cabaret videos and you guys can't believe how bad it is. But like when I was there, it didn't seem like it was bad at all. I also had about six Tito sodas, but
I mean, so this is like,
it doesn't feel bad. It feels amazing.
This is like her religion. Like she's a born again cabaret star.
Totally.
Love it. Love it.
Any other highlights we need to talk about for Roni reunion?
I mean, I think I'm ready for tomorrow.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I'm liking it way more than Beverly Hills.
Awesome.
But first of all, I wanted to talk about my ad this week. It's for Lulu Simon Studio. Go to LuluSimonStudio.com and check out their stuff. Their new summer collection is super cute. They have the best sayings on their shirts. 3-day hangover club. At least we have dogs. I literally can't eat well, drink wine, pet dogs, charming AF, life happens, vodka helps. Emotional wreck train. And you guys can get them in any colors, like pink, white, yellow. You can get them in sweatshirts. Courtney has the cute weirdo sweatshirt in pink. And I love this company because it's a Bay Area company, all by women, female company. So check them out, LuluSimonStudio.com, and use the code TJG20 for 20% off. And they also have some boy stuff too now.
Well, what do they have for me?
They have, actually my friend bought it for her boyfriend. It's like pet parent or or stay at home dog dad.
Oh.
Dogs,
oh.
Pizza, beer.
Oh, it's all dog stuff.
Yeah, for the boys, I guess.
I need a dog.
Yeah. Okay. And so, you guys, this week we're going to talk about the Beverly Hills reunion. We're going to talk Southern Charm. And I finally watched Potomac. So we'll end on Potomac.
Can I take full credit for getting you into Potomac?
Absolutely.
Yes. I love them.
Okay. Let's start with the Beverly Hills reunion. I would say snooze fest overall.
It was a quiet, I think it was a lot of recaps, which was like,
the packages were like extremely long, like the Denise packages. I'm like, we get it. You were married to Charlie Sheen.
I mean, if they think that we didn't watch the entire 21 episode season and we waited to watch the packages, like I didn't, I watched all this. I don't need to watch it again. They usually do it a little bit better. Like, oh, here's a little lead in to like our next segment. It was just so exhausting.
Yeah, I loved that Denise was like drinking tequila before.
Literally sipping Casamigos. And Erica was like, is that, oh, okay.
I recently had that and it is delicious. It's
really good.
Very smooth.
I mean, it is a $1 billion tequila company, so.
I love it. Okay, a seating arrangement. We have Andy Renna.
Renna, seat one.
Seat one.
I'm blown away. The wig? Did the wig secure her in seat one?
I was kind of shocked that she was seat one. It almost seemed like Dorit should have been a seat one.
I totally thought Lucy Apple Juicy was going to be seat one.
Yeah.
And Dorit is going to be seat two and a half. But yeah, Renna seat one.
Okay, so we had Renna, Erica, and then Denise at the end. And then on the other side, we have Kyle, of course, because
who's not budged.
The queen. She's the queen of this group.
We'll get to that.
Kyle and of course her sister Teddy, her younger sister, and then Dorit.
Do you think, how mad is Dorit to be six seed?
She's fucking pissed.
I mean, she might add six more clips to her hair. I can't get over it. It's so many.
And like that was like my prediction. I was like, will Andy comment about the hair? He didn't comment about the hair, but he was like, you have a look going. Like, and look would be spelled L-E-W-K in that situation. Like a look.
Okay. Do you think that Bravo or Andy took the feedback that everyone is over the Lucy Apple Juicy drama? So they like, we're just going to put Dorit at the end. We're going to touch on it. We're going to move on and like focus on the LVP. Like,
Yes.
It because was just like, we don't, if you're front and center, we're going to have to talk about this for 3 hours and we just don't want to do it any longer.
Right. I agree because it's not what the audience wants.
No.
And, but that's like, I mean, it's interesting. See, like, I really do like Denise as a person and I think she really levels out the show, but like, That's not what I want in a housewife. I want more stirring of the pot.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely warmed up near the end. Mm-hmm. I just don't need to hear about her sex life constantly.
We get it. Aaron's got a big eggplant.
The size of Kyle's shoe, apparently. Okay, let's stop because we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about the LVP video montage.
Flashback when Adrian Maloof did not show up to the reunion. And LVP said it was cowardly for not coming. And she was also not coming because it was leaking stories to the press.
Wait. Aren't these the stories that LVP had Brandy leak? That's just why Adrian didn't show up?
Yes.
Okay, good talk.
And then also, like, she was like, she should have come to clear up this mess and move on. And it's like, I mean, wow. But I mean, everything.
Hindsight is 2020. Yeah, like, you literally were talking to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and she says she claims that she's been harassed for 10 months and that she's been nailed to the cross and stoned.
I mean, I have to agree. I really like that, like, Andy's pulling no punches. Like, Andy's letting the girl say what they want. Andy is, like, not taking LVP's. Like, he's not cowering to LVP. He's not necessarily, like, taking a side. He's just letting it play out.
Well, and also the women still think, like, Teddy still thinks that LVP could just show up. I actually thought that too.
I didn't think that.
Okay.
Her pride is way too important to her. Mm-hmm. I think that it's important that, like, Dorit even said, like,
will you come if, like, Ken comes?
Well, so you and I talked about this weeks ago, right? So the way their contracts are structured are on a 21, 24 episode basis. Then the reunions are a whole separate contract. So essentially LVP just turned down $250,000 to not show up.
Right.
I'm not even sure she would have gotten her full pay. She probably did film. They probably cut a lot of it for her in that sense because, like, it just wasn't interesting.
Well, and then she...
I can't even tell you the last episode we saw her in, like, 11 with her kitchen. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, because she did the Bahamas. Then she went to Denise's wedding. And, like, that was basically the last time the girls...
When Ken... Goodbye, Kyle!
And then, yeah, and then it was, goodbye, Kyle! And then we started the goodbye, Kyle challenge.
I wonder if she had, like, a contract negotiation or, like, how that played out. But, like, because this happened with NeNe Leakes in one of her Atlanta seasons is, like, her $250,000 depended on her showing to the reunion or whatnot, right? So she definitely didn't get that payout. Kyle had a really good point. Like, Andy couldn't fire her if she quit the day before the reunion knowing full well she wasn't going to show up.
Right.
But Dorit made a really good point. I want to just touch on this only because, like, no one was harassing her at all. Like, Dorit's like, we didn't speak to you for 10 months. Like, what did you want us? Like, how did we harass you? Like, we didn't drive by your house.
No.
You have geese in a glass door. Like, we could have seen you.
Right. And then Kyle, like, bringing the, was it Manola Blahnik shoes, I think it was?
Yeah, the birthday present for LVP.
It's like.
I mean, I think it's a little bit for Kyle, like, look, I'm the good guy kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't need to bring the Manola Blahniks.
Well, and then
what color were they? What size were they? Andy wanted to know. Andy had questions.
And then Erica really stroked Kyle's ego, saying that she was the all hail the true queen, Kyle Richards.
I mean, it actually came from Erica.
Yeah. Wait, who did I just say?
Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant, Erica.
Erica. It came from Erica, and, like, Andy perpetuated it. I kind of wish there was a bunny inside of that Manola Blahnik box. How do you feel?
I'd be down. Yeah. No, but yeah, that would be like the same situation. She would give her the shoes and then she'd be like, I don't want these.
Can you explain to me Erica's comment that if LVP got off the cross, we could use the wood?
I think she was saying, like, you're not a martyr. Like, get off the cross. We need the wood. Like,
got it. You're wasting the wood.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Thanks.
Sure. As a Catholic school teacher. Okay. What else happened? Oh, Kyle said that LVP was really unmasked this season, which I thought was a strong word. I mean, I feel like the girls were just like, you know what? These are her true colors. She can't face the music, and we're stronger now because of it.
I think also, I think they all looked to Kyle to defend her, and when Kyle didn't defend her, they were like, oh shit, LVP is actually wrong.
Right, like we're done.
Yeah, like, okay, this has been going on for 9 seasons. She went after Adrian, she went after, what, like, Brandy, like, she's attacked all these people. And finally, like, Kyle doesn't have her back. Like, this means that, like, it's true.
Right. And then out of anyone, Camille is the person to stand up for her. So Camille shows up. And
I'm going to call her season one Camille.
She's definitely season one Camille. And she's and then they start talking about like the differences between like the Grammer divorce versus the Charlie Sheen divorce, which is just kind of weird because they haven't been married to these people for a really long time. They're both remarried, but they were asking a lot about like the money.
I mean, it was an interesting lead-in. Like, they led into this prior to Camille getting on stage, possibly prior to her arriving, as they built it all up to be. So Charlie Sheen was essentially broke before Two and a Half Men. He apparently made $1 billion off of Two and a Half Men.
Which is wild.
Like, he had so many licensing agreements and everything that he had put into it. He had made all this money. Denise Richards, they were married for just under 5 years. She walked away with. So I need to look this up because
we did.
I wanted to actually nail Camille the cross on this one.
Yeah.
So supposedly via not Radar Online, but perhaps another site, Denise gets at least $2.1 million per year with a $20,000 a month alimony, child support, whatever it may be. Right. Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah, she rents, guys.
The 2.1 is based off of his earnings, but that's the minimum. So it could be who knows what when Two and a Half Men goes into wherever it goes, right? So Camille took a lump sum from what we know of $30 million, which was half of Kelsey Grammer's retirement.
But who do you think is more rich, Kelsey or Charlie?
I would say they're probably equal.
Yeah.
I mean, Frasier versus Two and a Half Men, they're right. Both like ridiculous sitcoms, right? I think that Charlie Sheen probably had nothing before Two and a Half Men, whereas Kelsey Grammer was smart. He had Cheers money. He had Broadway. He kind of built himself to a different standard.
Right.
I think Charlie Sheen put it up his nose and out through the ladies of the night.
The ladies quote, of the night.
Quote unquote.
But yeah, I mean, Camille Grammer Meyer is just making herself look bad again. She said, you know, like, I worked hard, you know, I didn't just shove bonbons in my face. And everyone's like, do you like bonbons, Denise?
So I have a problem because I feel like okay, we're back to season one Camille, right? She's just saying off the cuff things. They even showed a season one Camille complaining about a 3,500 square foot New York penthouse apartment. So my issue is that, like, has she not seen this entire season of, like, the horrible things she said? Like, where does her money come from? I don't know. Like,
I think she literally gives zero fucks and says what she thinks. She's such a narcissist, like, that she can't see.
I mean, I'm torn because, like, I feel like, does she not see how it sounds or does she just not care?
Because I think both.
When you say things like, well, I wasn't sitting ordering designer clothes and eating bonbons, like, you are insinuating that Denise, right, for 5 years was wearing, which she wasn't, because we all saw, like, saw wild things.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't wearing anything nice. So, like, we all saw that, like, she wasn't doing that. So, like, you insinuating that is back to the Camille that, like, everyone doesn't want to deal with because, like, you're just rude.
Yeah.
And I thought you would have watched this season and seen the things you said and then come on the reunion and be like, I was wrong. And she was like guns blazing, bonbons everywhere.
Bonbons fucking everywhere.
1,200 square foot trailer.
Of bonbons.
Gorgeous view.
Do you think Camille will be invited back next season? If so, will she hold a diamond?
I mean, I don't see her being a cast member. I think that I was very weary of Denise in the beginning. I think that Denise kind of secured her spot. I think she adds a good, like you said, a good mix, like a good rounding out of the cast, right? She's not Dorit. Mm-hmm. She's not any of these people. I don't see Camille coming back.
Mm-hmm. In any capacity?
I could see her being a friend, but I also don't think that anybody at this point wants to be her friend.
I don't think anyone would actually film with her.
So I think Camille wants to come back. I don't see her coming back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. She wants the limelight, but she can't. No one will film with her to get the limelight. I want Terry Hatcher to join the cast.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
Do you have any people that you would like to join that you know of? You know,
I mean,
do you have any friends in Beverly Hills that you would like to? Because they have to do something. The problem with them, it's like Erica won't open up. Kyle always wants to look good. Like, they're too polite, and that's why it's not fun to watch anymore. Like, they won't go deep.
I mean, I just think that they, like, every season they hook on something. Lucy, Apple Juicy.
Yeah.
We get paid every time we say that, by the way.
Yeah.
So Lucy, Apple Juicy, like, they just hook on these things, and, like, they don't let go. Pantygate is a great one that you just mentioned. I'm just over it. Like
the Malouf hoof.
I love me some Adrian Malouf.
I was saying, like, it would be fun to get, like, Paul's new wife on it.
Oh.
And then, like, we'd get Paul back.
Paul's busy filming Botched.
Or, like, it would be fun, like, even, like, I'd take, like, a David Foster and Catherine McPhee.
Ooh.
Catherine McPhee and Teddy could be friends.
She's super dramatic.
Like, you know, I want something like that. I want someone old that we're, like, kind of familiar with, or, like, someone that we kind of know. Like,
what if Eileen came back?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, I
don't. I want someone that I know.
I definitely agree with you. I don't know where they're going to go from here. Like, I don't know what their plan is. They have to do something.
I'll take Kim Richards back.
She's a mess.
She's such a mess. But it's like a train wreck that you want to watch.
But it's like not even interesting. It's just like, what is she, like, talking about? Like, yeah. Like, you're better off with Brandy telling the waiter that she's going to kill him. Like,
she's definitely like the drama girl, though. Like the girl in school that was in drama.
Like, who
you know?
In Malibu that we could have? Well, Denise moved. And now Camille lives in a trailer, so she can go anywhere. But, I mean, Denise lives in Brentwood. You need
I don't think, like, Teddy's going to... People are saying Teddy's gone.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, she was the beginning of Lucy, Apple Juicy. Cha-ching.
And then, okay, so we kind of end with, like, they bring up the Lucy, Apple Juicy. And, you know, Teddy starts off the bat, like, apologizing right away. And then she's like, no, you don't understand. I got so many phone calls from John Blizzard. And Andy's like, well, but, like, why weren't you talking to Lisa directly? Like, Andy's definitely questioning her intentions. And so Teddy basically admits, she's like, I was being petty. Yeah. Because when we left the reunion last year, Dorit said she wouldn't come to lunch with me after dinner.
No, and I definitely think that, like, Teddy is saying... Like, I was all for it. Like, I was on board. I brought it up. She brought it up at Vanderpump Dogs. We all saw it. She admitted to it. Oh, is that the dog? Is the dog here? Is that the dog? Whatever it may be. I think she definitely had remorse. I think that as soon as she realized that, like, I'm being set up, she was like, I'm out. Like,
yeah.
This isn't fun anymore. Like, I'm going to take the fall for this.
And at the end of... So, I am Team Teddy because... She totally took the bait.
Because of that weave.
Oh,
that
God.
That was a mean-ass weave. Like, that thing was ridiculous.
Too much.
It looks good, though.
Oh, I didn't like it. I thought it looked bad. I think Renna and Kyle look the best. I think...
Kyle had a ton of hair in.
Erica looked Mrs. Girardi to me.
She looked old-school Hollywood glamour. I'll give her that. Like, the wave.
She was Mrs. Girardi.
What did Dorit look like? A disco ball?
Dorit? I mean, I love a fashion risk. She wore a scrunchie as well. Like, I don't think people recognize that she's wearing a scrunchie as well. And also, like, her dress is gorgeous. It was just the hair.
The clips.
It was the clips.
$1.2 million from the Bellagio in clips.
She's like, PK, take these clips and cash them in at the Bellagio so we our frozen accounts are unfrozen and Jagger can eat ice cream. I know that's
Jagger.
Everyone's like, how did she get to New York if her accounts are frozen? The poor girl. I mean, that's so embarrassing.
It's, but yeah, especially in the public eye.
Yeah, like
no. So I mean, I think that Teddy definitely tried to own it. I think that.
But at the end of the day, it really was LVP.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG, allomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And wanting Dorit to look bad. She's calculated. She's Bobby Fischer. She is. She's calculated.
We have to give her credit. It's been 9 seasons. Nothing took her down until this one.
Until a fucking dog took her down. A dog.
John Blizzard. Yeah. The Blizzard came through and took out LVP. Yeah. She was not prepared.
It will be interesting to see how much airtime they give her this season in VPR. Because I feel like Bravo's like kind of mad at her.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. I mean, I feel like she's already kind of been trailing off in VPR. Like, it's, the kids have definitely taken over.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. She has a new show apparently in the works. We have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch it.
No, I don't have time for that.
No. Okay, I thought another funny, just last kind of comment moment is people were accusing Kyle and Renna of that the mammogram was like a setup, which I'm like, I don't think it was a setup. She was literally having a mental breakdown. Andy asks, so Dorit, it's basically Mary from San Francisco wants to know, do your gigantic breast implants affect your mammogram? Like, why are they asking these questions? I don't get it.
It was bizarre because her boobs aren't, I mean, for her body size, they're big, but they're not big.
They're not gigantic. No, when she pushes them up, they are.
But like in a mammogram, they squish them down.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that gigantic.
That would be painful. Anything else? I mean, we just got to hear more about happy endings and Aaron's big dick Renna is basically a stripper for Harry Hamlin and tells her only advice is to just bend over, babies.
So that was interesting. Did you hear that Andy said that they had a huge request for Nicolette Sheridan to join next season?
And I don't think that will happen.
I don't think it'll happen, but that could mix it up like you wanted it to.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so Nicolette was married to Aaron, who now Denise is married to, who also was married to Harry Hamlin.
Allegedly cheated on Harry Hamlin.
With.
Allegedly.
Michael Bolton. Right?
I mean.
Is that it?
He's a crooner. Like he sings it for you.
Do you think Harry Hamlin's hot?
I do not think Harry Hamlin is hot at all.
Oh, really?
No. Mm-mm.
Let's rank the husbands of hotness for you.
Okay, so Mauricio is number would be number one for me.
Over Aaron?
Yes. Aaron is dirty. Oh. And I like how Denise had to actually bring this up. She said, like, Aaron wanted me to say, like, we didn't have sex at his job. Like, we went on a date and then we had sex. Like, because business is business. Like, and it sounded bad. Like, it sounded really bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a tie between Edwin and Mauricio.
Oh, wow.
The Latin lovers.
Okay.
I mean, Ken is dead last. Yes. Obviously. Right next to PK.
Ken.
Oh, ooh, Tom Girardi. Oh, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
I mean,
but Ken like literally like sleeps through weddings now at this point.
Do you think so? Ken would like, goodbye, Greg, when I left? Because that would make my day.
And you know what? We never talked about this before. People say that Ken has some side girls like in New York and is like a sugar daddy. I choose not to believe it.
I don't think so.
That's what people are saying.
I mean, you know Vanderpump's not letting him get away with anything.
I feel like they're together all the time.
Did you see the
wedding? How do people have time to cheat?
Did you see Jax's wedding when he was listed as Ken Vanderpump? Like, literally given Lisa's name.
Lisa's surname. Because yeah. It's Ken Todd.
It is.
Yeah.
It's actually Lisa Todd legally, I believe.
Oh.
But Vanderpump sounds better.
It does sound better. Any other points for BH that you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Because we got to sit through two more boring episodes of that.
I think next week's going to blow up the Camille. They always like blow it up in episode two and then recap it in episode three. And like everyone hugs and takes a drink of their champagne.
Yeah. Okay. Bop-a-dee, bop-a-doo-doo-doo, itsy-heezy, when the birds and the bees and the one, two, threes. We're going to Southern Charm.
We
see that our boy Sheppy has bought a $900,000 plot of wetlands. Thoughts?
I thought he was going to like help the wetland goose reproduce on his wetlands was what I was hoping for.
Like, to me, that wasn't pretty. No. That's not my look.
And Cameron was trying to be really nice about it. And she's like, oh, look at the view. Like, I don't know what else to look at.
Money pit. I'm going to go with money pit.
I mean, I've never built on wetlands. I don't know how to like works. Like, I've built Legos. But like, other than that, like, I don't imagine that like you can just like start building a house on wetlands and not expect it to sink.
Yeah.
Also, as we know, he said something about 4 feet floodline, 10 feet floodline. There's climate change happening and we've seen the coastlines of the Atlantic raising. So I'm not really that convinced that he's going to be okay in that.
Maybe he doesn't believe in it. Maybe
he
doesn't
believe in it. He's building it for a development though. Cause he's like, oh, the developer and the house is like, he's going to build a development and kind of sell it off. Maybe.
I know, but it's like, it seemed like that was like a very remote area. It's like, you're not going to throw up an apartment building.
It almost throws me back to where Catherine took them on that bizarre winery trip. Like, it's like right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then Matul shows up to meet a Naomi for lunch, and they're wearing the exact same outfit. I have multiple questions about this. Did they really meet each other at the coffee shop, or did they both, like, he slept over and then they pretended, you know, and they really got twinsy?
I mean, my first thing is I need a tan pea coat because it was so good.
It looks super
chic. With, like, the white contrast.
Yeah, like, they were wearing the white sweatshirts and then, like, ripped jeans, but I'm like, you had to plan that.
Yeah.
That was planned.
I also don't need my boyfriend critiquing everything I grab off the counter.
Never tell a woman she can't eat anything, okay?
Yeah, especially a cookie.
Eat, like, Matul's like, diabetes and saran wrap. I mean,
one cookie's not going to give you diabetes.
Not one.
12 cookies, maybe.
But I don't like Matul. I think there's something. He definitely has the upper hand in the relationship.
Totally.
And I think she loves that he's a doctor. I think she loves that he like has this like super high standard and like she's trying to like catch up to his standard, I feel like. But there's something off about him.
I think this is what she did with Craig though. Like, she looks two steps ahead, right? Mm-hmm. So she's thinking that like he's
married.
A doctor, they're going to get married, she's going to be this doctor's wife. Like, I think she definitely sees that. I mean, he's attractive, so like the sex is probably good.
He's definitely, he's super hot.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm getting a skeezy vibe. Like, there's something, I think he's not as good of a person as we think he is.
Like, he wants to be on camera.
Yes.
I mean, definitely.
Because,
yeah.
And he was told not to be on camera by the hospital.
But he's also not getting a ton of screen time. It's very,
he's
like,
controlling
minimal.
The situation. Yeah, like, sure. He wouldn't go out to a party. He'll film with her one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because, they haven't.
No, like, he's not.
Yeah.
Like, Cameron's birthday episode, like, he wasn't there. Like, he wasn't in any of that. Like, he's, like, in every third episode for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he's very minimal.
But I feel like...
Can someone find me that peacoat?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's like a light
camel color. I love it.
I can ask her. Okay, so then I did like this Jerry character who was Craig's friend. I thought he was very handsome and really...
He's engaged.
Yeah, I know.
He's a fiancé.
Yeah. But he is definitely holding Craig accountable. And I feel like we really got to see this week, like, Craig has all the tools to be a normal adult human, but he cannot do it. Like, he literally, like there's something that holds him back. I mean, and it's himself.
For me on this week, this was like the beginning of like a ridiculous meltdown. So it's very interesting that you saw those tools.
No,
I saw very,
like,
different
his
tools.
His friend was like, okay, hey, I will help you with the manufacturing. Like,
yeah,
you know,
my fiance does. Wait.
Give me 3 pillows. I'll help you with the manufacturing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is giving him all the tools.
He's like the Teddy Mellencamp of Southern Charm. Yeah. Jerry. Jerry the accountability coach.
Yeah. And
Jerry, quit your day job now.
It's just like Craig can't do it.
And he knocked over that drink. Like, he seemed very lucid at that meeting / wake up hungover.
He might be like permanently high as well.
Well, he actually said, my high is these pillows. I'm like, well, you're going to Colorado for a different reason.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, he's got 105 orders, $5,000.
He's sitting on a pile of cash.
Did you buy a crab pillow?
So they said, you know, sewing down south, you've said you wanted Craig on the show. You've said you're going to send us stuff. I've seen I don't have a date. Yeah. I don't have a pillow. So...
I mean, his hands probably get tired from sewing all those pillows by hand,
by the Craig hands. Okay, then we go to this extremely awkward cafe with Catherine and Whitney. They can't even look at each other in the eye.
Bizarre.
Like,
no amount of green juice could solve that awkwardness.
There, but it was like sexual tension as well. And so Catherine just finally is like,
"Nice coat." You're getting ready for Colorado. Like, she was like, I don't know what to say at this point.
I actually am surprised he agreed to film with her, to be honest. And he's like, she finally goes, so why did you deny hooking up with me? And he won't even like acknowledge. He'll be like, that's like a different interpretation of what happened.
So, I mean, I've been turned down hundreds of times. So when somebody says, I'm flattered that you spread that rumor, is like the worst thing they can say.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like old Catherine would have just stabbed him across the table in that sense.
That has to be the most embarrassing thing. Like, he's
completely
denying that he slept with her. But nobody believes it either. Everyone's like, you for sure slept with her.
Yeah.
And he even in his own confessional interview is denying it and is like, I'm getting up now. Like, he can't.
Yeah, he won't talk about it. I mean, but why?
I don't know.
Is it like a Ravenel thing? Is it a family history type thing that he like can't cross line? Like, I don't.
I feel like it's just like, own it, honey. And it's like, you know what? If they're on the team, you know, you play them. They're on the roster.
Yeah.
You've already done it.
For sure.
Just play them.
That
it's
was
fine.
Super awkward.
It was horrible. And that's going to be more a point of contention as the season goes on. Okay. Then we basically get off the plane and all hell breaks loose. Hell is Craig.
He's having a meltdown again. The meltdown does not stop.
So basically he's like annoyed because Whitney doesn't want to get on this bus and Craig's like, shut up, Whitney, which I kind of get. Like, I'm sick of Whitney being so.
But I also don't want to fly 4.5 hours and then sit on a bus for 4 hours. Like, that's.
Took them 14 hours. Like, why would you pick that location?
That's horrible.
It's horrible. Horrible.
Also, Craig had to call his project manager to find his luggage. Is this like the interns from Roni? Like, oh, Sonya's got interns. Craig's
Pumpkin.
Got project managers.
Yeah, exactly. No, he literally has an adult nanny. It's an adult nanny.
I mean, it's funny because, like, it started off so lighthearted. Like, Austin and Madison were, like, cuddling by the wake by the snowboards. And they were all kind of watching. And then
Craig, for sure, after the cameras went down, snuck into each other's room.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, Craig went 0 to 60.
Whitney's like, mind your own business, dickhead. And then I thought it was really interesting. Chelsea's like, Craig, are you drunk? And then Craig's like, I'm never talking to you again, Chelsea. And he walks out and he gets out of the bus. And like, then, well, before that, he's like, this is what happens when you get shipped off to boarding school in sixth grade and you don't know how to be friends with people, is spoiled fucking loser.
Like, I just feel like he went personal on this, which is like so bizarre. He hasn't seen Whitney in how long, right? Like, Whitney has not been a super big part. He lives in LA, whatever. I just feel like he was lashing out like a high schooler going to Washington, D.C. for their senior, for like their eighth grade trip. Like, what are you doing? Like, why are you mad? Did you need sleep? Like, I get grumpy with sleep. I also get hangry. So, like, maybe it was a combination.
Combo.
Of those,
I think it was a combo.
But he also looks like shit.
He does look like he's permanently hungover.
Like, he's on something or doing something, whatever. I don't know.
I think he's permanent. You can tell the next day his voice is really raspy.
And they're also, like, not. Like, Chelsea laughed it off. Like, they're taking it at face value. Like, they're all aware that he's lashing out and, like, not to, like.
But Chelsea got. Into it. Check your goddamn pants for a vagina because you're a fucking pussy.
That was good. She like stood up for herself finally.
She's like, well, I have a bigger dick than you, Craig. And Craig's like, well, that's weird.
But probably true.
I felt uncomfortable when they went to the weed shop in front of Catherine. And I fucking love Bravo for writing 4:20 p.m.
Right.
But it was really interesting to me to see the people that did not go into the shop. Craig said he couldn't because he's a lawyer.
You've
been
on something, as we all know, in your frat house.
So Cameron doesn't go in, Catherine and Craig.
Correct.
And everyone else bought a shit ton of weed.
So I need to jump in here. So I'm actually in the cannabis industry and the software side of it. So in that sense, when I looked at the receipt on the screen, I tried to rewind, but I couldn't get it in time. So they were ordering a lot of shatter. For those of us who don't know, shatter is like a crystallized form of cannabis, of like THC, where you have to like flame it almost like...
Like meth?
Yeah.
Like on a spoon or something?
Yeah, like on a spoon or like a dab rig or like any of these items. Like
rig? What's a dab rig?
Like it's like this insane, like super high end. Like it's very advanced.
Okay.
So I found it very funny that it was like, oh, I'm in a weed shop and I'm going to buy some random gummies. When it's like, no, you just bought 4 grams of shatter for $200. But like, you clearly have something to smoke this with and like you clearly know what you're doing. Like you're not just like experimenting in Colorado.
I was also shocked that the weed shop let them film.
Film, yes.
I was
Phones. There's no phones allowed.
The one in San Francisco. Yeah. I mean, did we take Shep to the one in San Francisco? Maybe. but you can't. Yeah, you can't be on your phone.
No.
Someone actually recognized him in the shop and like wanted to take a picture with him, and they like got in trouble.
No phones allowed. Yeah. Yeah. You can't do nothing. Yeah. It's very strict.
Yeah, but. I felt really horrible for Catherine. Like, don't... Yeah, I think that was just a lot. That was a lot. But I also, at the same time... So, Catherine and Madison go in the hot tub together. And Catherine was drinking out of a coffee cup.
Madison was drinking out of later, by the way.
I noticed that. So, I was like, I think there could be wine in there. And then, even like...
With a tea bag, which is super bizarre.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing right now with your tea bag? Are you drinking wine out of that?
Kind of, no. I feel like also that I thought it was weird that Catherine was like spraying the champagne. I just feel like Thomas can use this against her in
court.
Where
can I get one of those champagne?
That looked fun. That looked fun.
I need one of those.
But I just felt like that this episode, though, like, will come up in court. Like, she's around weed. She's around people partying. She's herself spraying people. Like, it just wasn't a good look for her.
For sure.
So I didn't like that. This boys' dinner, though, these guys are such fucking bros. Like.
I mean, I would have hated to be at the dinner, but I also would have hated to be the waiter at the dinner serving them. Like, they were just absurd.
They were just like, oh, are you going to get some honey on that stinger tonight?
How many times did Shep say charcuterie?
It's the fanciest word he's ever said.
I hate ordering charcuterie. Like, it's such a task to, like, eat it and order it and, like, deal with it.
I have no problem with ordering charcuterie. I like making my own boards. But it's definitely, oh, yeah, I'm a huge charcuterie person. No, you just go to Trader Joe's.
Oh.
They have great
Costco
cheese.
Probably has like a pre-made charcuterie.
Probably. But Trader Joe's, no, they have great cheeses. And I made one for Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I did. I'm just a real housewife. Okay. Okay. Then we have Austin derobing to show his muscles to Madison.
Lack thereof.
These boys, they're skinny fat.
He's like, yes. You just took the words out of my mouth.
They are skinny fat. They are stay skinny, but like they have no muscles. Like
no, and like a little bit of a belly and the moobs, the man boobs. It was just not a good look. Like keep it on. Keep that robe on, Austin.
Madison has a rocking bod.
Yeah, she's cute.
She is in shape. I think I like her. What do you think about her?
I definitely, she grew on me this episode. Like, I think she's calmed down a lot from the beginning. Like, she was very hyphy. She was very, like, all about the whole show in the beginning. I feel like she's just kind of taking it as it lies now because, like, she's not really featured, but she's still involved. She's doing Cameron's hair, whatever it may be, right? But next week, she goes for the white trash comment again.
And I heard that she goes really hard on Shep. It will be very interesting. I know what she says to him, and it is good.
Ooh, interesting.
So, I hope it comes out next week. Because if it doesn't, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about Southern Charm?
That's all I have.
That's all I have.
It was a quiet episode. It wasn't too much. I mean, I feel like they kind of blew their load with Ashley last week. So this week was like, let's set up Colorado. Let's like get our stuff ready and then we'll do our thing.
Yeah. Okay. My first time. Well, okay. I originally watched Potomac the first season. I totally remember like Karen, like the black Bill Gates. I remember Robin, like her husband and her didn't even live in the same state and they were still married. I did watch a little bit at the beginning and then I fell off. And people have just been rip and raving, and really it was Greg that inspired me to watch it. And I watched a little bit last week, but I watched the full episode this week, and wow.
I mean, I think that they're at the point, like, think about Beverly Hills and think about, like, New York back in the day, like, when they didn't care.
Yes.
They weren't people, like you said, Kyle was like, oh, I have an image, and Teddy's accountability, whatever. They don't give a fuck.
They're shady, like in their interviews.
Balls to the wall, which is why their reunions are better because they don't put shit out during the episodes. They wait until like the reunion to like hash everything out.
It is good. So Giselle was always a cast member. I remember
she's always
that.
Been a cast member. So her husband is whatever, Brian. He was the pastor, super well-known pastor in Maryland, Baltimore, okay, whatever. Started this crazy church. Super wealthy, had a full-on affair, and she, like, left him. It was, like, the fall of, I think, Jamal Bryant. The fall of Jamal Bryant. Like, look it up on Google. It's massive. Like, fall from grace.
And I feel like she was divorced, like, started the show divorced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were, like, they were not friendly when she started 4 years ago. Now they're, like, co-parenting.
Okay.
Three kids.
Okay. She bought a shithole home.
It was worth 1.6. Not possible.
No, it was I think it was 1.2.
Okay.
But
then she got it for $9.
For $9. It's a total teardown.
Total.
I mean, it's 3,800 square feet. She's hoping to get 6 to 7 bedrooms because, you know, she has 3 kids. But it will be interesting to see. This is going to be like the Sheree house, the like house that never got built. Like,
I
it took
that.
7 seasons for Sheree to build her house.
Well, and then I think that here's the problem is that she's hyping it up just like Sheree, like, I'm going to build a second story. I'm going to blow it out for the backyard. I need 6 bedrooms. Like, slow down.
Right. And then, but she, like, I love her. She's like shady in
still
her interview.
Shady.
She's like, well, you know, the IRS won't take mine.
Yeah. And it's not in Great Falls, Virginia.
So because Karen, basically, they don't have any money anymore.
There's some tax evasion, tax fraud, whatever. He lost everything. They left Potomac, massive house, for Great Falls, Virginia. Supposedly, it's so her parents could live there. Her parents had both passed on.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And they still reside in Great Falls. Last season, Giselle and Robin tried to deliver a pizza under the disguise to Karen's house.
I actually saw that episode.
Yeah. So they were trying to catch it to see if Karen actually lived there because they didn't believe her.
But no one opened the door.
No. They left the pizza on the front porch and they asked Karen later if she got a pizza.
And she said no.
She said, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So Robin is kind of trying to like backtrack a little bit because she basically blew up some shit at the table at Candace's.
I don't know if she's trying to backtrack. Okay. I think she's trying to
pull Giselle in. Like she's
yes, but she's also trying to say, Giselle, like, you told me I should talk to Ashley one-on-one, but then you blew me up at the table. Like, you made me call it out. Like, she was saying, like, I was going to do this privately, and you at the table were like, Robin knows. Robin, say it. And Robin was like, no, I have to say it. Like, she was calling Giselle out, and they're, like, besties. They call them the green-eyed bandits.
Okay.
Because they're, like, green
they
eyes.
They both have green eyes.
Yes.
For got obvious it.
Reasons.
Got it.
So Robin was just like, hey, like, you called me out on that, but you told me not to do that, but then you called me. I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, Robin just kind of felt stuck.
I also noticed that Giselle talks in third person. Like, she'll be like, she's,
I mean, she is the word on the street.
She literally talks in third person. And I like how she gave it like a hashtag Penisgate. Like, she's naming this.
Well, so Penisgate happened in episode 2 or 3, which I don't know if you saw. So they're at a nightclub for Ashley's uncle's birthday. They're all doing shots. They're all like super inebriated. And Michael Darby said, I want to suck his dick.
And is it on camera?
It's on camera.
And you can hear it.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it's definitely like there.
They put subtitles?
I don't remember that part. Okay. But it was definitely like there was mics. There was like, and apparently it's about another housewife's husband. And they won't reveal who.
Okay. Uh-huh. I think Candace is insane. I actually can't stand her. And I think I'm team Chris, her husband.
he's like super cool.
But I mean, their fight, like, this escalated very quickly as well. Like, he was basically like, you're doing the same stuff to me that your mom does to you that you hate. And she just like shuts it down by being like, well, and you're not respecting me. I told you not to bring this up. I'm going to cry.
Flips out in his restaurant. Like, this is his place of business. So, like, this isn't Oz. It's like, we can only do that in Oz.
It's her way or the highway.
I mean, I think that Candace is very different this season. Last season, she was really great. She was really good friend. Like, she was, like, making friends. I think that she's, like, trying to cause a stir this season. But I also think that she's trying to take a stand, so it's, like, double-edged for her. Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to take a stand and cause a scene. I think that she has a really big problem with Ashley Darby, and I feel like she's not letting it go, and it's bleeding into her other relationships. And I also think that her mom issues, as we know last week, her mom hit her in the face with a purse, hopefully a Birkin. But, I mean, I think that she's letting that drama with her mom bleed into her relations with her friends in the show. Mm-hmm. And therapy did not help.
No. It clearly didn't. She's like, I let you finish your sentence.
Yeah.
He's like, no, five. And then they do the 5 seconds earlier. She would not let him finish the sentence. So good. This Monique girl I'm fond of. Mm-hmm. I really like her. I think she's super rational.
You didn't watch last season. Good note. Okay. Now that Monique is pregnant, yes, she's rational.
Okay. What did she do last season?
She held an umbrella to Robin's throat and she was going to choke a bitch.
Okay.
On
yeah.
the street.
These girls room. Seem like they could get physical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quote, I'll drag you even though I'm pregnant.
Right.
I don't know how you drag someone. By their hair?
I think I by the hair. Yeah. By the hair. Okay, so it was really fun to watch like them all like the sex scandal drops. And this is different than the Penisgate. It's a criminal lawsuit.
Yes. Criminal case.
A criminal case about groping a cameraman.
From a cameraman who was filming an episode of Monique's baby shower weeks prior.
And literally Karen was like, I was thinking, what happened to that guy?
Michael Darby allegedly grabbed his behind.
And
at the party, which is funny because if you watch the episode last week, like Michael Darby is in and out of the rainbow party and they're drinking and the groping allegedly occurred.
Well,
at the party.
When Karen gets the news and her hairdresser's like working on her hair and he's like clearly like behind, like watching to see like what's coming up. And she's like, oh, hell no.
I mean, this might be the greatest news break of any filming.
I agree.
Like, they're all on camera. They're shopping, whatever. Like, holy shit.
And Katie's not like a Full House witch.
She was in season one.
I remember
that. She had a really weird breakdown fiance issue and she was.
And her fiance was creepy.
He was creepy.
I remember it being very much like because he was white and she was black. Yeah. Like that was like a thing.
Correct.
I do kind of remember that. But okay, so they're shopping for the hoedown. They're buying, like, the weirdest shit for it.
Yeah. I mean, it is a Maryland hoedown, so I don't know if that's different from our hoedown.
It wasn't. I don't know what they were buying. But and she's like, oh, yeah, like, me and Michael, we've been having sex a lot. Like, his libido is bigger than mine.
Which is, like, we all know this is what people do when they need to cover up something. Like, oh, look at us. We're great. Mm-hmm. Like,
we had sex on Sunday.
Never ends well.
And then I can't remember who calls her. I want to say, did Robin call her? No, it wouldn't have been Robin. Who was it?
Who stirs the pot?
It was Giselle.
Exactly.
Okay, so Giselle called.
Giselle stirs the pot.
And she's like, just checking on you. And she's like, what?
What are you checking on?
Yeah, she's like, acts like nothing happened. And she's like, well, like, have you read the news today? And she's like, oh, what?
I know all about it.
Yeah,
like, do you believe she knew all about it at that point? I mean,
so she's definitely playing the card of like, I can't talk about this because this is a court case.
Yeah.
The truth will set us free. And they can't really prove shit. It's his word against his word.
Yeah, for sure.
There's going to be reasonable doubt. I wonder what the update on it is.
I don't know.
Could you Google that?
Yes.
Google that right now. But she's definitely just kind of like, taking the stance of, I'm just going to kind of pretend like nothing really bad is happening. And well, next week, it seems like this has brought them closer together. How does he have so much money?
He must.
He has so much money because she is, I think she is gorgeous.
So on October 5th, 2018, the charges were dropped.
Okay. And then she just had her baby last week.
Yeah. So she was like pregnant.
Okay. I wonder why they were dropped, if they got settled or
insufficient evidence.
I mean, that makes sense. It's his word.
A spokesman for the Montgomery County State Attorney's Office. The complaining witness states there were no witnesses to the actual incident.
Yeah.
Michael Darby knows how to grab butts.
I mean, yeah, I don't think
allegedly.
I don't think some person's just randomly going to say like, yeah,
he grabbed my butt. I mean, it was funny that Ashley kind of knew it was coming. And so she was like, oh, penis gate first, then this. Did Giselle and Robin get to the cameraman? And like, it was kind of interesting that she took that route.
No, she was like, I just find it really odd, the timing of this all. And I'm like, bitch, because it happened.
Yeah. Because he wanted to suck a dick 2 weeks ago, and now he wants to grab an ass this week. Like, he's a top and a bottom. Maybe
no.
He's a bottom then. He grabbed the ass and he sucked the dick. Sorry. Top and a bottom.
Just like Sonia Morgan.
Yeah.
Or
Ramona's teeth. We come full circle every week.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, so then basically we go to Katie's farm and we pull up. And so Robin like pulls Ashley right away, apologizes to her. And then I thought it was really interesting. Like Candace apologizes to the table about her outburst from the previous week. Also, we need to talk about Katie's cheersing very first.
Katie's wigs. They're so sad. Like, no. Can Kim Zolciak, like, send... Kim,
send help.
Kim, if you're listening, send Katie some wigs ASAP. Preferably not blonde, though.
No.
She needs darker wigs.
Yes. But, and she's like, let's just cheers to peace and love and the vortex and the good times so and the bad times.
So the vortex is the point. Okay, so the vortex in Katie's house is where her ex proposed to her.
Did she ever marry him?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Ex-fiance.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I liked that Candace was like, I'm going to own up to this. Like, it was my house. I caused a massive scene. I threw a butter knife.
Mm-hmm. Casual butter knife.
I mean, also, if I ask
once again,
to, if
speaking
I ask
of butter,
to leave my house. Why are they keep coming back inside my house? Like,
because
I'm
Giselle
angry
because Giselle got her to bring her back.
Fair.
But I also I loved that like the pregnant girl was like summing everything up in her confessional. Like, who needs to say sorry to who?
Yeah.
Who's not involved?
I mean, why are we apologizing for talking about Michael Darby saying he wanted to suck someone's dick at a party? Like, I get that, like, Robin, I guess Robin is apologizing for her timing, maybe? Like, this wasn't the right time to bring it up? I don't know.
That she's apologizing for bringing it up at the table in front of the group versus
at,
pulling her
got
aside.
It, at Candace's house.
Right. But also, so this spiraled into multiple fights.
Yes.
So.
It, like, was never ending.
I honestly couldn't keep up. And okay. Especially because I didn't know all the girls' names and, like, their relationships and stuff.
Okay.
And so...
What do you have? What are your questions?
Oh, okay. I guess... Okay. So, Candace... Well, so she basically said that in her... in there was, like, another fight because Candace said, in her opinion, she didn't think Ashley was trying to have a baby. That was,
okay.
Like...
So
and then it became like a judging. They were talking about judging, and Candace just kept on saying, well, that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
So that fight started weeks ago because supposedly Ashley told everyone that a doctor told her to stop binge drinking in order to like get pregnant.
Oh, okay.
So she had a miscarriage. She likes to drink, as we all know, her and Michael Darby. So Candace felt as though Ashley continuing to binge drink on their trips or on their dinners was her not wanting to have a baby.
Oh, I get it. I get it. Okay. Got it. Okay. Then, okay. And then Karen and Ashley got into a fight.
Yes.
Because of personal space.
So they had some issues last season and the season before, I believe. So Karen is sort of like the LVP, right? She's like the matriarch. She takes in the younger ones. She like coaches them.
Well, and I thought that was interesting because she does come around and say like, we need to build Ashley up right now. She's having a really hard time.
And then flips the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like very close, I think, in season one or season two. She was trying to coach Ashley. Then Ashley pulled all this stuff with with Ray and the IRS and... So it started with clank, clank, which was Ashley.
Right.
Ashley
right.
was like saying that Ray was going to jail for tax evasion, clank, clank.
Right.
Which Karen rebutted with, you better get Michael some soap for the shower because he's going to jail.
Right, right.
So they
the
like,
bar of soap, you might want to help it, your husband.
You might want to help your husband with a bar of soap because
right.
Ashley had like drummed up old drama. So Karen fired back and like they're, but they were at like a seance like a week ago talking about Karen's parents and moving forward or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And like her and Ashley were like seemingly on good terms.
But then we also had Katie like, okay, cheers to fake bitches and ass grabbing.
Yeah, like. Way to bring it up again.
Right. Okay. And then Candace and the pregnant girl get into some shit.
Monique.
Yes.
Samuels.
So
her husband had like this most ridiculous contract with the Redskins. So like they're super wealthy.
Okay.
So that's like a little backstory.
Okay.
This is her third kid. She did miscarry. So this is her rainbow baby. And she's definitely calmed down this season, but not on this episode at all.
Well, yeah.
She's going to drag a bitch.
I'll drag a bitch even if I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
And then...
You realize that this feud continued last night on Twitter, or on Sunday night on Twitter, right?
No.
Candace and Monique continued this.
It seems... I love that they, like, air their grievances, but also it feels like they very much, like, want to win the
yes,
fight.
Yes, for sure.
Like... Well, and this this.
And who's going to be on next season, right? Like, who's.
I think they all could be a back on.
Totally.
Like, they all bring it. Like, but Candace is crazy. She's not rational.
I don't think she's that. I mean, I wish you would have watched last season. Like, okay. She was really good on her intro season. I think, again, double-edged sword. Like, she's trying to drum up drama, but she's also trying to, like, speak her mind and not be the new girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's coming out in the wrong way. And I think that her issues with her mom are definitely bleeding into this whole situation. And into her marriage. Like, her husband's like, I'm over this. Like, you're just ridiculous.
And how much older is he than her? So she's, like, 32.
I don't think it's that much.
Okay.
Also, did you see the older women on the edge of the fights? Like, just, like, spectating on this entire thing.
The two neighbors.
Well, the neighbor, and then it was Katie's mom. And they were like, what is happening? Like, why are they doing this?
There was literally three separate fights all at one hoedown.
Correct.
It was Karen and Ashley, plus Candace and Monique,
mm-hmm.
plus...
Candace and Ashley.
Didn't we just say that one?
Yeah, no. Candace, Ashley, Monique, Candace, Ashley, Karen.
I mean...
And then the fourth fight was Katie and her wig.
Yeah.
Don't forget that fight, which Katie lost.
Katie lost that
terribly.
One.
Terribly.
But I'm back. I'm jumping on the train. I think I just need to, like, watch probably the first part of this season.
Yeah, and kind of get some backstory. And
yeah. But I really enjoy it. I actually, my heart rate went up during all this, like, with the
fights.
I mean,
it's nice to see, like, an OG season that, like, is still willing to fight on camera.
Absolutely.
Because, like, we don't get
and
it very much anymore.
Go down on, like, yeah. They were below the yeah. belt. Clank, clank, your husband's going to the IRS, your husband sucks yeah. stick and grabs asses.
I mean, hopefully Monique and Candace will come back together. I don't see that happening via Twitter on Sunday night. Check that out, y'all. Like, it was ugly.
Okay. Gonna be a good reunion. They probably haven't filmed it yet.
No. They're episode 10 or 11 right now, so they've got a little bit of ways to go. They only do, like, 16, I think, episodes on Potomac. They're a little bit smaller.
Do they go on trips?
They do. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I don't think they've done any yet. Okay. Yeah, they're early in their season. But I think they'll probably wrap them up mid, like, OC before. I don't think they'll run all three. They'll probably wrap up before Dallas, I imagine, because Potomac is a smaller season.
Any final thoughts?
Thank you for having me back.
Loved you.
I loved the feedback from everybody, so I definitely took that into account.
I think you did great. You're five stars.
Thank you very much. I love five stars. Five stars.
Five stars only, guys. Write
five
us a review.
Only, yes, please.
Courtney.
If you want to see more of me.
Oh, yeah. Go.
Just ask.
Well, I'll tag him and you can follow
yes,
him on Instagram.
Follow me on Insta for sure.
Him and his boyfriend are super cute.
Should I do my own podcast?
Yeah, you can tell him if he should do his own podcast.
Yes, definitely. You should tell me if I should do my own podcast.
I love that.
Because I could, like, do Potomac, Atlanta, which you don't do.
Totally.
I could just do what you don't
there's
do.
There's plenty to
yeah.
do.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Thanks, guys, and have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.